the expert. Good morning, and we're glad to have you. We have Emma Tukey here with us today. We're going to talk a little bit about the 401k. We're excited about being part of that in the market. We've been doing 401k as an advisory, fiduciary advisory firm now for more than two decades with about $100 million in assets in that side of the world. Emma Tukey, who's a vice president from T. Rowe Price back east, has been calling on me for many, many years with different firms. She's with T. Rowe today, which is a $1 trillion give or take firm. These are just large, staggering numbers that are in the industry. But T. Rowe Price is a platform for smaller businesses here in the marketplace in the Bay Area. We're talking maybe $500,000 to $15 million in assets that they fit in very, very nicely. We do that. That's our niche as well. So I've got a few questions to ask you, Emma. I want to welcome you to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me and including T. Rowe Price in this.
Absolutely. Thanks for being part of this. I just got a handful of questions, and we'll let people watch this at their convenience. This is great. So we're in the middle of the COVID-19 lockdown. I call it the prison sentence here in California. And there are all types of laws that have passed with the PPP and the Small Business Administration and getting money out and giving employees the ability to get $100,000 out with not paid back for 3 years. Lots of changes. Of course, trustees don't realize they have to adopt these changes if they want them. I've gotten almost thirds of my clients that have chosen not to adopt these changes.
Yeah.
It's interesting. And about a third have adopted these changes. We've let everyone know. We're also hearing about that the majority of administrators and trustees are not getting any advice from their advisors out there, but are hearing from most of the platforms about changes. Mm-hmm. But advice seems to be scarce in our industry, and you know that for a long time. And our job is to keep the trustee and the administrator up on their game. And we do that by keeping them, giving them advice in a timely manner and meeting with them in a timely manner. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do here at Prosperity Financial Group. So let me ask you, from your point of view, how have things changed in the last 12 months? And what should trustees and administrators be doing about it?
Yeah, well, definitely we're in unprecedented times. Nobody has experienced a global pandemic who is in the working force right now. Haven't seen something like this happen since 1918. So it's a whole new world. Everything has changed. At T. Rowe Price, 96% of our employees are working at home. And I know that that's the same for employers across the world, certainly across the country, and definitely here in the Bay Area with some of the strictest shelter-in-place laws. So how does that relate to the 401k plan? What should employers be thinking about with the 401k plan? As everybody knows by now, the CARES Act is certainly the biggest sweeping legislation that has come out as a result of COVID-19 and the place that we're in now. And we're seeing very similar numbers to what you shared, Elliot, actually pretty low uptake of including some of those provisions. One size does not fit all. I mean, different industries are being impacted very differently by this. And what we're seeing for smaller employers with less than 100 employees, about 14% are actually adopting some of the CARES Act provisions. And at T. Rowe Price, we didn't take that blanketed one size fits all. If you adopt it, you adopt all of them. We're letting employers work with their advisors to figure out which provisions they actually need. And we're finding most employers are not selecting all three provisions. They're only going with one or maybe even two. And I actually think that that's really smart because, we recognize that a lot of people are negatively financially impacted right now. These are difficult times. But the 401k is your retirement plan savings vehicle. This is a long-term savings vehicle. And so it really ought to be one of the last places that people go to if they need access to more money. Not to say they shouldn't go to it. Certainly for some people, it has reached that point. And I think that that's one of the advantages of working with an advisor team like yours, Elliot, is just knowing how you guys will work directly with those employees to figure out, have they looked at all avenues? What other forms of income may they have? Have they considered their budget? And then if it does come down to needing to tap into some 401k assets, what's the best way to do that? Is it a distribution or a loan? And, you know, the CARES Act has certainly made a lot of that access easier, but I think we need to be mindful of just not turning it on for everybody and making sure that employees are really fully thinking things through before they tap into the 401k and leverage the CARES Act.
Another question, but let's get past the CARES Act for a moment, because we'll see what new laws are coming down the pike here. And let's talk about the fiduciary responsibilities of the trustee and the administrator. We are fiduciary advisors, so we want to keep everybody on, again, on top of their game, make sure that they're doing everything by the book, they're not missing meetings. So what are the best practices that trustees and advisors should have, both when they meet with people like myself and when they put a plan together for their participants?
Yeah, I mean, the basics haven't changed. I mean, we need to continue to do our retirement plan investment reviews, you know, ensure that there's an investment policy statement in place for the plan, setting forth the criteria that you use to select and monitor your funds, work with an advisor who's putting their own name on the dotted line the way that you do as a fiduciary to that investment selection and monitoring of the funds. Continue to have an education policy in place. You know, what type of communications and education programs are you putting out for your employees? So stick to the basics. Leverage this virtual world that we're in. Leverage the technology available to us. We're on Zoom right now. You know, don't postpone those meetings. You are a fiduciary. You need to continue to have these investment reviews. Just do it virtually if that's what needs to be done. But I definitely think there's some new considerations and things that maybe we didn't talk about as much, you know, when things were quote unquote normal versus where we're at today. And specifically, when you're going through these 401k plan reviews, I think it's very important to understand the business continuity plan of your partners. So what's the business continuity plan at Prosperity Financial? What's the business continuity plan at T. Rowe Price or your record keeper and your administrator if you're working with one? That's very, very important. Secondly, with so many employees working from home, what are the data security measures in place with your business partners too? That's very important. You want to really understand data security measures that are being taken when so many people are working from home. And I think that those are a couple of things that maybe we historically haven't spent a lot of time on, but right now are extremely important.
Great. So for T. Rowe Price, what are the security and data measures you folks are doing?
You know, we've always had a really robust data security program and fraud prevention program. So we were well prepared for this ahead of time, and we really leverage technology quite a bit. So some technology that we actually just launched within the last year is called voice recognition and pin drop technology. So what that means is when a participant calls into the call center, we are paying attention to where that phone call is coming from. So Elliot, if you always call me from your 925 number at your office and suddenly we're getting a number from Pennsylvania or even a 415, different number, that's flagged. So we're paying attention to that location of the call coming in. That's the pin drop. And the voice response is exactly what it sounds like. So leveraging technology to pay attention to people's voices. You know, unfortunately, most fraud attempts are made by people who actually know the person, whether it's a family member, a caretaker, or friends. So those people tend to know your maiden name and your address or even your last three addresses. So a lot of the historical measures that were taken, frankly, aren't good enough. And that's where voice recognition comes into play. So when people call into the call center, we have that technology. So if it's a different voice, it picks up on that. It's a red flag. And our call center reps are trained to then go through additional steps to verify identity. So really leveraging technology has been huge for us. And knock on wood, as of today, we're very proud to say we've never had a successful security breach. Another thing that we have is a fraud protection program. So it's essentially an insurance policy. You know, if your employees and if you as a plan sponsor are using best practice measures as far as data security, basically you're not sharing your password with people, you're not sending emails out with social security numbers, that sort of thing. You're doing everything you should be doing the right way. and some type of successful breach or fraud happens to either the plan or your employees, we will make the plan and or the employee whole for that breach. Again, knock on wood, it's never happened, but we do have that insurance policy.
Okay. So I want to just move forward to the annual review. And I know that trustees and administrators are required or to do an annual review in some form. Some of the large companies only do it online. We believe that it's good to do it in person, both with the trustees and with the participants. It's just a good business program to do. And of course, we have to review all the costs. You review the cost of the platform, such as T. Rowe Price or somebody else. You review the cost of the investments. You review the performance of the investments and fees made by everybody and so forth. So from your point of view, what should a trustee be asking of you and be asking of me as a fiduciary advisor? And when it comes down to the cost of the investments and the performance, should we be really pulling in and pulling out investments on a fairly regular basis because we live in a volatile world?
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, we have to remember these are 401k plans, 403b plans. These are long-term savings vehicles. So when you're specifically looking at the investments in an investment review, you need to be looking at the long-term performance of the investments. So I know right now with all the short-term volatility that we're seeing, that's a really hard thing to do. It's hard to not pay attention to what's happened in the last 4 months. But it's the strength and stability of a fund in the long term that is really where the proof is in the pudding. You know, no portfolio manager could have planned for this global pandemic, for shelter in place, and the impact that it's had on our markets financially. And I think right now, an important thing to look at when you're looking at investments is maybe even go back to 08, 09. How did these investments recover after the last financial crisis? This financial crisis is different, but it's a financial crisis, and we've been through financial crises before. And so looking at the long-term performance of your mutual funds, how did they recover after that crisis? I think a lot more weight should be given to that versus what's just happened in the last 3 months. That's far too short-sighted, and you can make some pretty big mistakes locking in losses by making emotional decisions due to that volatility. And when it comes to the investment expense, you know, cheaper does not equal better. We have been in a 10-year bull market up until now. And as a result of that, we saw a huge trend toward indexing because those were low-cost funds. And when all the funds were making money, the focus really then went to cost. And there's definitely a place for that. But when you're putting together your 401k investment menu with Elliot and his team, diversification is key. So you want to have those low-cost indexes, but you also want to have actively managed funds, which are going to cost more. Because an actively managed fund is going to have a portfolio manager, and it's going to have an entire team of analysts. Well, you know, it's more expensive to have these funds that take tactical and strategic decisions versus an index fund, which is purely following the benchmark, and that's going to be cheaper. And I would argue right now, there's going to be a lot of employees at your company who want funds that have a captain, the portfolio manager at the helm of the ship, and a crew weathering the storm versus an index following a benchmark. So, what I think is prudent is to have a well-rounded menu, have your low-cost index options for people who focus more on cost and the benchmark, and have those actively managed funds too that are making those tactical and strategic decisions. They're going to cost more, but focus a little bit more on performance net of fees. So you could have a fund with a 70 basis point investment expense that's returning, you know, 1% more than a very inexpensive index fund. So again, performance net of fees is where I believe a lot more focus should be made versus looking purely at fees.
Great. So just on a very personal level, because we are in a relationship business, you were a Navy brat, weren't you?
No, I was not a Navy brat. I was in the Navy myself.
Good for you. Great. All right. So after leaving the Navy, you more or less entered our industry at some point.
Yeah.
And you've been doing this for a long time. You are one of the few female wholesalers that calls on me. The wholesalers being, for most people in the industry, they call them their vendors, but the people that, like from T. Rowe Price, that call on companies and individuals like me. So you're a resource for me and you're a resource for our clients. But you're one of the few. So this does work in some ways to your advantage. I'm sure it works like everybody else to your disadvantage in some form, because every one of our traits is our both our good and our bad point. So for you, how has this worked for you? And then for T. Rowe Price, give us a quick commercial, if you would, on why trustees and administrators should look at the platform of T. Rowe Price.
So I do always joke that having been in the Navy equipped me very well to work in the financial industry. So I've definitely spent my entire adult life and working life in male-dominated industries. I don't really spend a ton of time dwelling on what disadvantages or advantages that really brings for me. But I guess when I think about specifically working in the retirement plan environment, and when I get the opportunity to go out with you, Elliot, and meet with your clients and sit down with employers, a female-dominated industry is human resources. And so I do think that there's a natural connection that can happen there with the female-dominated nature of human resources and being a female myself. Studies show that definitely there's a trust factor that gives women advantages. Again, I've never really dwelled much thinking about that, but I've certainly read those studies. So I suppose it would be naive of me to say that maybe that hasn't played to my advantage. But yes, to your point, there's definitely disadvantages that go along with it as well that, I guess a personal advantage of mine, I don't spend time thinking about that. Right. I think it's important to be confident in what you do and have integrity in what you do. And, regardless of gender, just bring your best self to the table.
So give us a quick commercial on why should trustees and administrators look and employ the platform from T. Rowe Price?
Yeah. So, I mentioned financial strength and stability before. We are one of only 15 Fortune 500 or S&P 500 companies who have zero debt on our books. So we are very financially strong. Zero debt on our books. In addition to that, we have $3.5 billion in cash on our balance sheet. So right now, in these volatile, uncertain times, when you're thinking about who to partner with as a business partner on your retirement plan, knowing that T. Rowe Price is going to be in the business for the long haul and we're not going anywhere is important. Furthermore, because of that, we have zero plans to be furloughing employees or laying anybody off. So service will not suffer with T. Rowe Price because of this financial volatility that we're in. Us as a company, we've got that financial strength and stability. So that's definitely one. Everybody says they have the greatest service. I say the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the numbers. We have a 97% client retention rate, which is one of the highest client retention rates in our industry. In addition to that, we have a net promoter score. Let me confirm that I get this number right. Our net promoter score is a 79 versus the industry average of 58. We actually enjoy the highest net promoter score out of all of our peers as 401k record keepers. And for those of you who might not be familiar with what that is, it's essentially a measure of our clients' willingness to recommend us as a business partner and their satisfaction with us. And I guess I just leave it with the top three reasons people tell me that they selected T. Rowe Price as their 401k provider when we win is definitely because when we have the opportunity to meet and present and introduce our service team with employers, people really pick up on the fact that we customize our services around their specific and unique needs. One, that financial strength and stability is huge. And then our investment flexibility, the fact that we have thousands of investments available on our platform, not just T. Rowe Price funds.
Great. So we've been talking with Emma Tukey. She's the vice president of T. Rowe Price. And we're talking about 401ks. We are your fiduciary advisors and we employ people and work with people like Emma and T. Rowe Price to bring you the best plan out there that fits your needs. So Emma, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Okay.